Next speaker is Sabrina Ruiz, who will be speaking to us about conservation tillage and soil physical environment.
Thank you for the introduction. As our moderator said, my name is Sabrina Ruiz. I'm from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. We all know that tillage implements berry crop residues, mix the soil in preparation for planting, and that this can have negative impacts to soil properties. We also tend to know that conservation tillage, including no-till, reduced till, and strip till, can improve some soil properties. However, a synthesis of published literature is unavailable. And now you're probably thinking that, well, this is a greenhouse gas and nitrogen use efficiency session, and why am I talking about soil physical properties? Well, the soil physical properties can directly impact those greenhouse gas fluxes. As an example, if we have a very compacted soil, it has many more small pores, which can lead to lower gas fluxes. So what I wanted to do is to provide a global literature review on tillage and the soil physical environment. Our objective is to review and synthesize available literature on the impacts of no-till and reduced till on soil physical properties, discuss factors affecting conservation tillage effects on soil physical properties, and highlight some research needs. So to start off with, I'm going to start with the soil compaction parameters, bulk density, penetration resistance, and compactability. Bulk density, we looked at a total of 66 studies. It's pretty well studied. And conservation tillage tended to increase bulk density in 22 studies and had no effect in 29. So this means that conservation tillage can have mixed effects of increase or no effect on soil bulk density. Penetration resistance, on the other hand, we looked at 44 studies. We found 24 that showed increases in penetration resistance and 15 that found no effect. So in general, we're seeing an increase in penetration resistance with conservation tillage by 2 to 99%. Compactability is a parameter that is, there are only a few studies available. In fact, we were able to find 7. 6 of those studies showed a decrease in compactability by 4 to 13%. Now, to relate this to greenhouse gas fluxes and other processes in the soil, compactability is related to soil resilience or resistance to compaction. So on the graph over here, we're looking at the maximum bulk density that we can achieve with what we call a Proctor machine. So it's going to compact the soil with a certain number of blows. And then the critical soil water content at that particular bulk density. So with no-till in the green, we can see that the maximum bulk density is lower than conventional till at the same water content. But this water content, where we reach that peak, is also much higher under no-till than under conventional till. This means that we can enter that field when it is a little wetter than when we can with conventional till. At the same time, that maximum bulk density is influenced by soil organic carbon in the soil, where the more soil organic carbon you have, the lower maximum bulk density. So now that organic carbon is also going to influence our greenhouse gas fluxes, because that's our reserve of nutrients in the soil. Soil structural properties are also very important for our greenhouse gas fluxes and nutrient retention. Dry aggregate stability, we looked at 13 studies. 6 showed increases and 7 showed no effect. And so we're generally seeing a mixed effect of increase and no effect of conservation tillage on dry aggregate stability. Wet aggregate stability, we've looked at 43 studies, where 30 showed an increase, 11 showed no effect, and we're generally seeing an increase in wet aggregate stability under conservation tillage. So this is that increase in wet aggregate stability is due to the lack of soil disturbance under conservation tillage, which increases in organic matter, is contributing to that the formation of those aggregates, and that's going to increase our nutrient reserves in the soil, and which can therefore affect our greenhouse gas fluxes. One other property that is very important for our greenhouse gas fluxes is saturated hydraulic conductivity, or permeability, which is the rate of air and water flow through the soil. So this is going to increase or decrease your greenhouse gas fluxes. We looked at 45 studies, and generally we're seeing no effect of conservation tillage on saturated hydraulic conductivity. Thermal properties, we're looking at three different thermal properties: thermal conductivity, thermal diffusivity, and volumetric heat capacity. The only one of those three properties that was affected by conservation tillage on a consistent basis was thermal conductivity. So that's the how well that soil conducts heat through the soil. Now, as far as greenhouse gas fluxes, the warmer our soil, or the better that soil can conduct heat. We know that greenhouse gases tend to increase with warmer soil temperatures. Therefore, if we have warmer soils, we can increase our greenhouse gas fluxes. So there are a number of mechanisms and factors that can affect conservation tillage effects on soil physical properties. The increases in compaction parameters were due to machine traffic, lack of soil mixing, but most of the bulk densities and penetration resistance values were less than threshold levels that were needed to impact plant growth. There was also increases in organic matter, which relate to increases in soil aggregation, which increased infiltration and preservation of soil aggregates. Conservation tillage is going to preserve soil pore continuity, which will allow for better gas exchange with the atmosphere and water infiltration. Lastly, the changes to thermal properties is attributed to increases in soil organic carbon and increased soil aggregation. Now, a number of soil properties can be affected by duration under management. So bulk density and penetration resistance both decreased, or the percentage change between conservation tillage and conventional tillage decreased with time under conservation tillage. But wet aggregate stability increased under conservation tillage with or duration with conservation tillage. Now, all of these soil properties, and I kind of alluded to this as I was going through some of these soil properties, they are driven in part by soil organic matter in the soil. So soil organic matter is going to change wet aggregate stability, it's going to change saturated hydraulic conductivity, compactability, and then each of those other soil properties can interact and affect each other. Now that's that driving factor of soil organic matter, that's going to be our feedstock for a lot of our microbes, which are producing our greenhouse gases. Now, one alternative to no-till, which could alleviate some of the challenges with herbicide-resistant weeds, carbon and nutrient stratification, is occasional tillage, which can also include terms like strategic tillage, targeted tillage, and one-time tillage. But there are a few studies that have evaluated occasional tillage. However, those few studies have shown few effects on wet aggregate stability and bulk density, but these effects are going to be dictated by equipment type and climate, because there are a handful of studies that have found larger negative effects with moldboard plow versus chisel or disking. And one important thing that we need to remember when we're doing these tillage practices, even if they are occasional, that they can increase the risk of water and wind erosion because we are removing some of that residue. Strip tillage is an important option for farmers that is gaining more and more attention and use by farmers because it offers them a compromise between no-till and conventional till. But there are very few studies that have evaluated strip till effects on soil physical properties and their greenhouse gas fluxes. But the results of these strip till and reduced till options, they can vary depending on the study. They may be more like no-till, they may be somewhere in between no-till and conventional till, or they may be like more like conventional till. It's really dependent on the study and the location. Now, conservation tillage effects could be enhanced or improved through the use of manure or cover crops, which again, they're going to add organic matter back to the soil, and then those in turn can also influence our greenhouse gas fluxes. There are a number of research needs that we can see as we go through the literature, and studies on dry aggregate stability were few. There needs to be additional comparison of no or reduced tillage options, and they were consistently underrepresented. And we need to do these no and reduced tillage studies with greenhouse gas fluxes as well. There are a few diversified cropping systems. A lot of them were corn or corn soybean. And then there were very few occasional or one-time tillage studies. So in conclusion, no-till consistently increased compaction resistance, increased wet aggregate stability. Strip or reduced tillage methods showed effects somewhere between no-till and conventional tillage. No-till tended to show mixed effects on hydraulic and thermal properties. But overall, occasional tillage appears to have no negative effect on soil properties. And with that, I will take any questions. Right.
Yes. Think there's going to be N2O production from denitrification.
Mm-hmm. I did not. I have a portion. This is part of a review paper that we are currently working on, and I do include water-filled pore space. And in general, no-till does tend to shift that water-filled pore space.
Think where physical programs